Welcome to Township's Daily News Bits.
With Holly Bailey
and Jim Ferrier, bringing you the news and events that matter to townshipers.
Thanks to the Local Journalism Initiative funded by the Government of Canada.
Holly Bailey here with you on 99.1, your community voice. We have the Watoto Children's Choir lined up for you here in this episode. They are an internationally renowned group that is currently touring Canada and will soon be headed to Mansonville to spread hope and joy as they share their latest album, Better Days. We start with Peter Tatro, a member of the church who will be hosting the choir and some of the members. So let's jump right in and stay tuned for the second part of this interview with three members from the Watoto Choir.
My name is Peter Tatro, and I live here in Knowlton. I've been here now in Knowlton area now since 2006.
Okay.
I moved from Waterloo. My family moved to from Waterloo to Montreal, and then when it was time for me to retire,
this was the place.
Down here, yeah.
I totally understand.
Yeah.
And you're an active member, I believe, a board member of the Mansonville Baptist Church.
Yes, I am. I have been a chairperson. I've been on the board for maybe 5 years, chairperson for 2 years, and lately just contented myself to be a board member.
And this is quite an active church.
Yes, we have a youth program, we have outreach into the community, we support a lot of local charities like the CAB, Riley House, Sunshine House, within the community, but we also support other endeavors on a national basis and even internationally, you know, missionaries and so on.
Well, this brings
so we're
us
a giving
in,
church.
Yeah, absolutely. And this brings us into this next mission on Tuesday, May 26th. There's the Watoto Children's Choir that's coming through. And this is not a typical choir. Tell us about this.
Well, I've had the privilege of hosting this choir twice in the past. So I've attended two of their concerts. I also have adopted one of the children and have hosted the two concerts that have been held. I've been a host family, so I received the group of three, a chaperone and two children. I've received them in my home twice, and it's been a very, very uplifting experience.
So this choir's touring. They're on a big Canadian tour, I'm seeing, and it's also on an international scene. Yep. And they're based out of Uganda in Africa.
Right. Yep.
So what kind of a show or a performance is this? This is not a just a...
Well, it's a spiritual performance, as the name implies. The concert's name is Better Days.
Mm.
And in a troubled world like we live in right now, I think a lot of us are looking for better days.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think the name of the concert is very appropriate for the times. It's a concert filled with singing, dancing, and just a spiritual uplifting experience.
Hope and joy.
Hope and joy. Yeah, I think that actually appears
somewhere. That's part of their message. And I'm like, wow. And I saw a quote on their website, putting our faith in action.
Amen to that. Yeah.
Putting our faith in action. So thank you. So Mansonville Baptist Church is hosting this concert. And as you were mentioning, all the choir participants are then hosted by local families.
That's right. Families from the church.
Families from the church.
Yeah, yeah.
And what has that experience been like? That's multiculturalism at its best.
Oh, yeah. You know, the opportunity to meet, you know, young people. So there's always a chaperone and two children.
Okay.
Either a chaperone and two boys or a chaperone and two girls. And so that is a way you really don't have an opportunity to meet people from Africa,
mm-hmm.
and certainly in this particular case, these are orphan children. So they're, I guess, a little bit special.
Absolutely.
You know, they're wonderful It's a wonderful experience. The host family gets to spend time with them after the concert with milk and cookies before they go to bed, and then the following morning preparing breakfast for them and a lunch bag because they leave to go to the next concert. They leave around late morning, I guess. Okay. So they're really only with us for less than, they're with the church for less than 24 hours.
They're on the move.
And they're on the move. They've been in Canada. I was talking to my support person at Wetoto Toronto. They've been in Canada and on tour since January the 12th, I think she said.
Incredible.
Yeah. So they go wherever possible. They go six concerts a week. Sometimes two concerts in the same city. Mm-hmm. They were in Fredericton, New Brunswick, maybe 10 days ago, and they did two concerts in Fredericton because it was enough demand for tickets.
Okay.
So, well, tickets. It's a free concert. There is no admission, but there is a donation. The hat will be passed, and you put into the hat anything that you want to.
Okay, and this is supporting more than just the choir. It's the choir is touring to support the Watuto villages.
That's right. So it all started with a Canadian missionary family that were working in Uganda at the time of the AIDS crisis. I think mm-hmm. that was probably in the 70s. And the streets were filled with orphan children, two-year-old, three-year-old. There is very little, and certainly at that time, very little social support for them. And so these missionaries started off with one house. They put a matron in there, sort of a mother figure for these children, and then they would have, you know, seven or eight or nine children in a house. They built schools, they built churches, they built a village around these children. And I think their motto, I don't know if it was that way right from the very beginning, but it has evolved into building the future's leaders of Uganda. I think that says it all. If you take a child, you educate that child, you give that child moral compass and love.
Yeah,
that child is going to succeed. And with Wetoto, with the donations, not only do we provide food and education for the little ones, but it goes right up. As the little ones grow up and go to university, Wetoto is there to participate in that.
Okay,
so it's a wonderful cause. Yeah.
And you yourself, you've sponsored a child. Is that correct?
When I attended the first Wetoto concert, after the concert, there's a little store where you can buy CDs of their music and some handicraft that they've made. And you can also sit down and talk to a representative of Wetoto who explains to you the adoption process. Okay. So you can adopt a child. And my wife had adopted several children through different organizations in the past. And I said, maybe now it's my turn to step up and adopt a child and make a difference. And so I adopted the child. And they asked if I'd like to adopt a little boy or a little girl. And I said, I think I'd like to have a little boy. And so maybe 2-3 weeks later, I get a card in the mail. And it is a picture of the little boy that I am sponsoring. And strangely enough, his name, his English name, because they have African names as well, but his English name was Liam. Now, Liam is a fairly popular name these days, but it just so happened that my niece had given birth to her first son, and his name was, and they named him Liam.
Oh.
Liam. And it happened, coincidentally, it happened basically at the same time, so it was kind of a special gift.
Very nice.
And I've been sponsoring that young boy He must be now 13, something like that. He may be on a tour. He may be on a tour of Great Britain, or he may be on a tour of Australia or the United States, because there are tours going on
So
simultaneously.
multiple offices in many different countries worldwide, and these children are touring with their chaperones and spreading the message.
Better days.
Better days. Wow. Well, thank you for sharing this with us,
You're
and
welcome.
really looking forward to this concert. And again, tickets, we don't have to RSVP.
Nope.
We just show
You
up.
just show up.
And if you'd like to donate, you can.
That's
And
right. And it's the show is going to be spectacular. It's in a nice venue. It's in the arena in Mansonville, which is right across from the Mansonville Baptist Church, right on the main highway leading into Mansonville. The concert starts at 6:30. Hope to see everybody there. You won't regret it.
do we bring a chair or
No, we're
no?
going to
You
supply
just
the chairs.
okay. Wow. Okay, just show up and have
Just
an
show
open
up
heart
and
and
bring your
enjoy.
families. We've got lots of room, lots of chairs. So, and it really is something that the children really need to see, okay? To see these children that have come from, miserable situations, and they've been brought into the light, and people are caring for them. So it's really something to see.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You were listening to the Township's Daily News Bits, and that was Peter Tatro, a member of the Mansonville Baptist Church. They will soon be hosting the Watoto Children's Choir on May 26. Up next, a feature interview with three members of that choir currently on tour, specifically Komikich, Zarango, and Talemoi. Have a listen. They have a big and beautiful message to share with us all. Well, this is such a pleasure and an honor to be meeting with the Watoto members of the choir. How are you this morning?
Yeah, fine. Thank you, Auntie Holly.
We're okay. We are fine. Excited to be with you.
I'm excited to be with you. I'm like, this is technology at its best. I'm
Yeah.
connecting with you. Whereabouts in Canada are you?
Wow. That's an interesting one. We're actually at a camp right now in Quebec. It's called Gracefield Camp.
Okay,
Quebec,
so
yeah.
this is part of your tour.
Yeah, part of our tour.
Yes,
I
it
mean,
is.
we just had a couple of days off.
Okay.
We didn't have any bookings, so usually we just go into a camp and the team gets to rest and just rejuvenate for the
Perfect.
that we have
Okay.
bookings. Yeah.
We'll dig into all of that, but let's start with some introductions. So, who do we have the pleasure of speaking with here today?
My name is Pauline.
Good
Yeah.
morning, Pauline.
Hi,
And
Auntie Molly.
who's this young gentleman here in the middle?
My name is Jed.
Good morning,
Jed.
Jed.
Yeah, and
And
my name is Aloysius.
Aloysius. And
Yeah.
can I be indiscreet and ask how old you guys are? Am I
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, my goodness.
That's why we asked you in specific, Jed.
Okay, let's ask Jed. Jed, you're the youngest
Yeah.
member here with us here today.
I'm 12 years old.
12 years old. Awesome. And all of you are from Uganda?
Yes, we
Yes.
are from Uganda.
Okay, so can I ask what your African given name is?
Wow, I hope you're able to pronounce that.
I don't think so, so I'll let you say it.
Okay, I'll say it and then I'll spell it for you.
Okay, great.
Okay, my African name is Komakech.
Komakich.
Komakech.
Beautiful. Okay, Jed, what's yours?
Calais-moi.
Calais-moi. How would you spell that?
Talemwa.
Brilliant. And Pauline?
Zarango.
Zarango. How beautiful.
It's spelled like this. Zalwango.
Awesome. So this is a tour that's happening, and it's Watoto. So
Yeah.
who can tell me what the word actually means? I believe it's in Swahili, And what Toto's all about.
Okay, I'll let Jed tell you the meaning of the word
Okay.
Watoto, and I think I will tell you what Watoto is all about. Jed,
Brilliant. Okay,
what
take us
does
away.
Watoto?
Children.
Watoto means children.
Yes.
And that's at the
Because
essence.
one
Okay.
means children. Yeah, and because we all believe that we are children of God. Yeah.
Yep.
So yeah, that's the meaning of Watoto, and Watoto is so many things. Yeah, Watoto is first a church
Okay.
that started way back in 1983, and it was actually founded by a Canadian couple that came from Canada, God speaking to them to go to Africa, specifically Uganda, to start an English-speaking church. And through that church, God gave them a promise that through the church, God will touch the cities and the nations.
Wow.
And yeah, and way before it was called the Pentecostal Assemblies of Kampala, KPC, Kampala Pentecostal Church. But later on, of course, we transitioned into Watoto Church, which means children. And of course, it wasn't easy when it started in 1983. That was the time that Uganda was going through war and
Right.
transitioning to leadership. The current president, Museveni, was transitioning into leadership, which was
Okay.
hard for people who have come from a first world country to a third world country. So there was a lot of threats, a lot of fear. But regardless, the Gary and Marilyn Skinner were faithful to God, and God told them, if you're faithful to me, I'll be faithful to you. And we'll see that this work that I've called you to do will come to pass. And Watoto Church started 1983. That was in 1st of April, which is Easter Day. Yeah.
Lovely.
Of course, people came, and it was really awesome. Worship happened, and later on, the church started growing. I know right now you're talking to us as the children's choir, but before the children's choir, so many things aspired. And later on in 1994, God speaks to our founders again, Pastor Gary and Marilyn, to take care of his children.
Right.
And they were wondering, what do you mean? We're already pastoring a church, it's growing, people are coming in, and God gave them a scripture in James that says true religion is to take care of the orphaned and the widowed. And that's what God meant to them, to take care of his children. So that's when we started the Watoto Child Care Ministries. That's when it started, of course, bringing in the most vulnerable, because Uganda currently was going through war. And so that means there were so many children that were orphaned. There were so many women that were vulnerable due to the cause of AIDS from the
Right.
war and all that. So it started slowly by bringing in a few children. And later on, it grew to currently, or us taking care of 3,000 children in our care right now. But even as we take care of 3,000 children, over 6,000 have gone through the system. And these are children that have grown. And I know you'll get to hear from Pauline shortly,
Absolutely.
one of those children that grew up through the system. And right now she's an adult giving back to the ministry.
What a cycle. When you invest and invest love in people, the seeds just keep growing and blossoming. And
And
wow.
so it continued happening. And later on in 1996, that's when the first children's choir traveled.
Ooh. Okay. And this is extensive. Like these aren't just small tours. We'll get into more of that as we ramp up for your concert coming
You've
here.
seen the trend. 1993, the church starts. It happens. 1994, the child care ministry starts. And then later on in 1996, the first Watoto Children's Choir travels. And so
Travels.
it was still a step of faith, because God again speaking to our founders, you know what? I want you to put together a bunch of children, and this is what I want you to go do. Go travel, tell about my love, tell about my gospel, tell people about what is happening in Uganda. And so Step of Faith, they put together a group of children, teach them how to sing, teach them how to dance, and then tell them, you know what, we are going to go out there and tell of his good news.
Everyone who's willing to listen, we got a message for
Everyone,
you.
no bookings, nothing.
Wow, that's faith in action.
Nothing. I
Really?
just went onto that plane, and even the tickets were on credit.
Okay.
Yeah,
Wow.
from British Airways. And they're like, you know, where are you going? And Marilyn here with a map of the world in front of her. She says, we are going right here in Chicago.
Why not? Why not?
Yeah, so the choir starts, and that's when the first choir traveled. And right now we have seen over 100 choirs that have
Over
traveled.
100 choirs that have gone around six continents of the world.
Yeah,
That
since
is amazing. What a feat. And
God
this
is
is
good. Yeah.
hope and joy you're spreading, is what I'm understanding. This tour, I see you have the t-shirt on Better Days. And that's the message for this tour.
Yeah, that's the message for the tour, because I mean, we believe that our best days are in Jesus, not anything else. And if we can trust in him, then we are secure, and we know that our future is secure. So it's been an amazing journey, and we are continuing to see what God is doing through the choir, through the church back home, and through the ministry. Yeah.
Wow. So Watoto went on, like you said, to support these orphans and vulnerable peoples of the community and created Watoto Villages.
Yes.
And I believe you grew up in one of the Pauline and then
Yeah,
became
Paulina
a
actually
graduate.
came
Can you tell
by.
us your life story and Jed? Yeah.
Okay. So hello once again. My name is Pauline. I joined Watoto when I was 7 years old, after losing my father. So my siblings and I were left in the care of our grandmother, who was
Okay.
doing her best, but she couldn't take care of us. So I joined Watoto. I was 7 years old, then I was given a loving mother. So we stay with women in the houses, these houses. So each house has eight children and a lady that we get to call mom. So she gets to take care of us and make sure we go to school, make sure our uniforms are ironed, make sure we have eaten breakfast, lunch, and dinner. She makes sure we have, we are discipled, we have devotions at home. And so when I joined, I was given a loving mother, and then I was also got the opportunity of traveling with our Total Children's Choir, just like Jed over here. Yeah, so we traveled to Brazil and USA.
Wow.
And yeah,
What an experience.
great
And
opportunity.
you're also a graduate. Like, this is an
Yes, I am a
education program.
graduate.
What did you
Yes.
graduate in?
I graduated with a diploma in interior design.
Ooh, fancy. That's fun. That's
Yeah.
excellent. And just to add on to what Pauline is saying, I know most of the people think that it's an orphanage. The idea was, when God spoke to our founders, the idea was not to start an orphanage. The idea was to start a family setting. And like you add, they have a mother, eight children in a house. They have a mother that takes care of them. And this is to give them the holistic care. That's all the basic needs. The child can go to school, they have clothing, they can go to church, they have a hospital or clinic that they can go to when they fall sick, and they have a playground where they can play soccer, run around with their siblings and all that. So it's more like a family setting that is set up for these kids to experience what they would have experienced if they were with their parents.
The wise words and voices of members from the Watoto Children's Choir, Aloysius, Pauline, and Jed, here on the township's Daily News Bits. We're going to flip into a little piece of music here from their latest album they are touring called Better Days, and this is the title track. And then we'll continue on with our piece and hear about what a typical day is like in the village and what kind of things they've discovered during their worldwide travels.
Got me dancing to the
telling me God's not yet done. There's a peace I can't explain. Better days are yet to come.
So, Jed, can you tell us what a typical day is like in the village for you? What is life like?
When does your day start?
Yeah, how does it work?
It starts at 6.
6 a.m. Okay, discipline. Excellent.
I drink breakfast at 6:15.
Okay.
And I go to school at 7.
7 a.m. in the morning?
Yes.
7 a.m.
You brush your teeth, you get ready, you wear a uniform to school, all sharp.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So you get to school.
We have a break at 11. And a lunch at 1.
Okay, yeah.
After lunch, we go back to our classes and we study until 4. And then we can go back home and play.
That's a good day. What do you like to play in your village?
Soccer.
Oh. I play on a soccer team out here. It's co-ed and multi-international. We've had all kinds of people who've come over from Africa, actually. And boy, you guys have some skills. I'm generalizing, but you have some skills. That's so cool. And I've got to ask you about the neighborhoods. That's another component of Watoto. Yep. And yep. I saw a quote that said, one of Africa's greatest resources is her women empowered.
Oh, yes. They say behind every successful man, there is a woman.
Could you repeat that? No. Okay, so bringing in these women, and I understand they're learning all kinds of skills and business and...
The neighborhood program started in 2007, actually.
Okay.
Started in 2007. And because, like I said, Uganda had come out of war and those effects continued happening. I mean, so many women that had been abandoned by their husbands, but also the effect of AIDS that was on its peak. So many women were affected. So there were so many women that were left alone and they could not fend for themselves.
Right.
So, and then we also had the war in northern Uganda that was going on. It had gone on for about 20 years. And there was also effects of women being molested and abused, and which resulted into early marriages and also just them being there and couldn't fend for themselves. So we started what we call the neighborhood program.
The neighborhood program.
And this was basically to embrace these women, no matter where they had come from, no matter where they were. The idea was to embrace them, empower them, and then engage them into their communities. So when they come into Watoto neighborhood program, one of the things we do is try to teach them the basics of English, because some of them have not gone to school. Some of them have grown up maybe without even knowing what relating and communicating and all these things look like. So we do a basic teacher training for them, where we teach them the basics of English, mathematics, so that they can count money and get to know what this looks like. And then we allow them to pick a skill of their choice. So you may find some of them want to do business, some of them want to do tailoring, some of them want to do so many things. So the idea is to engage them into those things and later then release them into the community to actually serve their community. So you find that this lady has gone through the training. It happens for 1 year. So through the period of 1 year, all that is happening. And after that 1 year, we give them a hand up. And this could be maybe a startup capital for the business that they want to start when they go back in the community, or buy a sewing machine for them so that they have something to start with. So after that 1 year period, these ladies are very confident that they can take care of their families, they can start up something, and even serve their communities.
the sustainability, and you're empowering them to then go and make a life for themselves.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. And then that feeds their children and feeds the community, and it just keeps going.
Yeah, wow. And we also started to bring in some of their children, because you find some of them have about 5, 6 children and they cannot take care for all of them. So we started taking in about 2 or 3 of their children into the villages so that they can also get all these basic needs. But also the burden is lighter for the woman. They have a few children and the rest are in the Watoto villages. So, yeah.
Hmm. Wow, what an amazing program.
Yeah.
Okay. And this tour, the tours you go on with your choirs, and there's multiple choirs going at the same time. We're on the Leg of the Canadian tour that began in January, and now we're in Quebec. Maybe Jed, what has it been like for you touring and visiting different countries? Has anything special popped out or something really cool you saw?
Actually, before he even came to Canada, he was in Australia.
What? Oh my gosh, that's on my dream list. Way to go. Okay, well, what have you seen or what have you experienced?
What has your experience been like?
My experience was good. In Australia, we went to Dreamworld. We played on the roller coasters.
Oh, you like that.
And they also went to one of Australia's iconic places. Which place was that? The Harbour Bridge.
Yes.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
Has anything surprised you about being in Canada? Any food that's you find, oh my gosh, that's weird? Or people, things we do, or how we act? Has anything stood out for you?
Yes.
Tell us.
The snow.
Oh, you got to experience snow. Okay, we get tired of it because it's so many months and we just want your sunshine. What did you find with the snow? Did you play in it? Did you,
We played in it and we made a snowman.
You made a snowman. Yes. That's so cool. That's so cool. That's Quebec. There's an expression like our country is winter. That's one of our expressions. Well, that's amazing. Now, your concerts aren't, if I could say, a typical church concert. Like, these are dynamic performances. Can you tell us a bit about what goes into preparing for your performances? And do you love to sing and dance? Like, what does that bring to you?
Is that for me, for Jen, for Pauline?
Anyone!
I'll let Pauline go first.
Okay.
But before she goes first, I think it doesn't start while we are here. There is a lot of background work.
A lot of background work.
We actually practice for 6 months.
And then you tour for 6 months. Wow, it's a year's mission.
Yeah, so through those 6 months, there's a lot of training. The children, I mean, when they are fresh, nothing. So they get to learn how to dance. They get out to learn how to sing.
Oh, I can't wait.
The whole dynamic of how this happens. Then we get to look for costumes that would fit the tour and all that. So there's a lot of background work within the 6 months before. Mm. Again, people see the finished product.
But it's also the journey, right? That must be so much fun.
Yeah, so I think the background work is a big, big highlight for us, because then by the time we come, we are confident with what we are going to do. So Pauline will tell us what happened.
Yeah, tell us your experience.
When we are on the road, we get to perform at different churches. Hosted by different churches and also schools as well. So we get to like talk about, okay, we have the album is called Better Days, There Is Hope.
Yeah.
That's the album we are doing currently. And we get to tell people about Jesus through singing and dancing, and we love it each and every time we get to do it. So yeah, it's exciting. And just seeing people giving their lives to Jesus, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you. What about you, Jed? What's your favorite part of performing?
Dancing.
Oh, yes? Are you going to show us some awesome moves? I can't wait. I can't wait. And so you guys are singing and dancing. Like, this is, that takes a lot of like physical acrobats to manage your that's a lot. It's a lot.
It's a lot. And even while we're on the road, it's not that we perform every day, or there are so many activities that happen. I mean, we are hosted by different families.
Mm-hmm, just that, right?
Just that. So that means you're in a different home every day.
Right.
Wow. You start your day probably by 7 or 8 a.m. The kids get to do schoolwork in the morning. So we do
very
work.
Important, yes.
So we start the day at 8, we do schoolwork, and after schoolwork, we drive to a church, do this setup, and make sure that we are ready for the performance and the presentation. Do a sound check, make sure everything is sounding good, and then the performance runs for about 1 hour and 30 minutes. So you have people coming in, the kids sharing their testimonies, and then the dancing, and then the singing. And then later on, the day ends, and then you go to a different home and have a rest. And then the cycle repeats itself each and every day.
I think of you guys, like, I just met Peter Tatro, who sponsors a child and is hosting. And he's like, it's amazing the cultural exchange that happens at your breakfast table, and just the little differences in what you learn from each other. It's beautiful. It's really beautiful.
So much. And we learn a lot. Because again, like you've said, there are so many cultural differences.
Yes. Just little things.
Yeah, little things that maybe this side are not really big, yet on our side they're big. And then there are some things that we learn from this side.
Right.
That we have the other side. So like you said, it's a big cultural exchange.
Jed and Pauline and Lucia, like, wow, the amount of people you've met and the experiences you've had. I just see a brilliant life that you're living. That's awesome. That's really awesome. So do you have a message for people listening who might need to bump up, ramp up their hope and joy in life? Do you have something you'd like to tell listeners before we say goodbye?
Everyone will have something to say. We'll start with Pauline.
Okay, go Pauline.
Well, what I can tell them is that Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you.
Just as you are.
As you are.
Just as you are.
Jesus loves you.
What
about you, Jed? Words of wisdom?
Jesus is always with you.
Always with you. We're not alone. We're not alone.
All right. Like you've said, our album right now is Better Days, There Is Hope.
There is hope.
My word out there is that we should never give up. As long as we put our trust and hope in Jesus, the future is secure and He's always with us, and He will always be with us, no matter the situation that you're going through.
That's powerful.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for making the time to join us for this beautiful mission, for the message you're spreading, and for your beaming energy and smiles. You are joy, and you can feel it. So thank you so much for being you and sharing this.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you too.
Have fun.
All right. Thank you for hosting us.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, if you'd like to fill your heart and cup a little more, come on out on May 26th to Mansonville at the Open Air Arena, 359 Mansonville Road at 6:30 to catch the Watoto Children's Choir. You just heard from Komakich, Zarango, and Talemoa, three touring members here in Canada who originally hail from Uganda. They are spreading hope and joy and the message of better days with African rhythms, all kinds of contemporary dance, beautiful voices ringing out, and a heartfelt message for everyone to enjoy. The concert is free. Just come and show up with friends and family and get ready to share in their special mission. You can check out Watoto Canada and the organization at large by going to watoto.com. That's WATOTO.com. Thank you for tuning in to the Township's Daily News Bits. I'm Holly Bailey here with the Local Journalism Initiative, funded by the Government of Canada.